Okay, let's begin with the Mishnah Daf Samech Amud Aleph, because this is probably a very famous inyan, and it comes up again in Rosh Hashanah, which Be'ezus Hashem we will probably be learning next man. That's in a little less than a week. Be'ezus Hashem, we're probably going to be learning Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and this idea is going to come up over there also. And that is that on Samech Amud Aleph, it's talking about Klai Yisrael, how they would go about cutting the Omer. And it says, what would they do? The Shluchi Beis Din would go, and Erev Yom Tov, and they would bundle up the stalks that they would use for the Omer, and that way we'll be ready for them to cut it on Matzeh Yom Tov, Machmas HaShabbos. And then they would come, and the people from the surrounding areas would gather together, and they would make it, the Lashon is, Kol Yaros Hasmuchos L'Sham Miskansos L'Sham Kidei She'e Niktzar B'Esek Gadol. They want that it should be cut in a big Esek, with a big balagan, a big noise. Why was it so important that the Omer should be cut with a lot of fanfare? Why did it have to be such a big deal? And the reason for this is, one of the most famous machlokas in Tarash Shebal Peh is the words of the Chumash Army, Machros HaShabbos. Machros HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. That's when you cut the Omer. Day after Shabbos, that's usually Sunday. So that means cut it the Sunday, day after Shabbos. And that's what the Tzedukim said. The Tzedukim, who were Mefarish Chumash, without going with the Chachamim and Darash Baal Peh, so they said that the proper time to bring, to cut the Korban Omer, would be Machros HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos, which is Sunday. And the Chachamim, with their Besairah of Tarash Baal Peh, understood that that's incorrect. The proper time to cut the Omer is Machros HaShabbos, meaning the night after the first day of Pesach. The day after the first day of Pesach, that's when we cut the Omer, and that means Machros HaShabbos is not referring to Shabbos, the seventh day of the week, but rather it's referring to the first day of Pesach, which is Yom Tov. You see over here, because I'll explain, that the term Shabbos refers to Yom Tov also, not just Shabbos. Okay? And the reason for that is because the word Shabbos means to rest. And on Yom Tov, we also rest from doing malacha, not just Shabbos, we rest on Yom Tov too. You're allowed to cook. And Achanami Ein Bein Yom Tov LeShabbos Ela Ochel Nefesh Bolvad. But aside from Ochel Nefesh, there is an Isra Malacha, which is included in this Musa called Shabbos. And that's why Yom Tov is called Shabbos. Okay, so now we understand that they made a big deal about it. Why? Because they wanted La'afuke to exclude from the opinion of the Tzedukim that it meant Matzah Shabbos Mamash. Okay, so the Mishnah says...
Do you cut it every day? You only cut that one time?
Yeah, the Korban Omer was just that one time. That's it. Okay, second day of Pesach, that's it. So it says like this. They would get there, the Shluchei Beis Din would come, and they would say, okay, Ba Shemesh, did the sun come? And everybody there would say, Hin, yes. It would be a very loud process. Yes. And then they would say, okay. They would go step by step. Magal Zeh, Magal Zud, should I use this sickle? Yes, Hin, everybody said. And then he would say it again. Magal Zud, should I use this sickle? Yes, you should use that sickle. It was a huge thing. And then again, each step of the process, they would scream out, should I do this? And the group that was surrounding over there would scream out in response, yes, you should. Zakta Mishnah, Kol Kach Lama, why did I do this? Mibnei Baitusim, the Tzedukim and the Baitusim, they were these groups that were spreading this heresy amongst Klal Yisrael to only go by the Pashup Shad of the Pasuk without going with the Pirush of Chazal. And the Baitusim said, Ein Ktzirus HaOmer Matzah Yom Tov. They said that the Ktzirus HaOmer is not Matzah Yom Tov, but rather it's Matzah Shabbos, like we just discussed. So Memela, we understand that there was a big fanfare by the Ktzirus HaOmer to make sure that nobody would be chas v'shalom affected by this mistaken hashkafa that you just go with chumash. Unfortunately, today, this hashkafa has resurfaced. I've heard personally from a number of people who told me that we don't really have to go with Chazal. There's the Chumash, there's the Pshat, and that's the main thing, that's the real thing. And, you know, Chazal have their drushas and explanations, but, you know, it's a drusha. And it's a terrible, terrible hashkafa. It's mamish treif, it's apikarsis, it's somebody, Rachman al-Islam, who has that mahalach, eluch eluch lolam abach, as I'll say. He's being koyf for Batayros Moshe. So it's a very, very serious thing. And therefore, we want to make sure that we have the right hashkafa. So they made a huge deal about it. Now, the Gemara goes through, this is a very strange point. Chazal are making a big deal because they know that it's meant to be Matzah Shabbos. How do they know? The words of the Chumash are Machrez HaShabbos. So Chazal and Echanami, they have this Mahalach, but where did it come from? Where's the Makar that Chazal pulled this out? How do they know it? Was it a Mesayra Alach L'Moshe Mesinai passed down generation to generation? Or is there actually some limud that we have in the Chumash that teaches us the right time to bring the Omer, to cut the Omer, is Matzah Yom Tov, not Matzah Shabbos Mamash. So that's the discussion which takes place in the coming lines of the Gemara. And the Gemara goes through a number of different shitas over here, and beginning with Yochanan ben Zakkai. Yochanan ben Zakkai, we're not going to go through all of them, but a few of them we'll mention. Yochanan ben Zakkai says, you know, I have a makar. What's a makar? I'll tell you. It goes like this. It's on Samachem at base towards the top. He says, there's two psukim that talk about the Yomer. Kosov Echad, one pasuk talks about the Yomer. It says, Tisbru Chamishim Yom. Count 50 days. The Kosov Echad Yomer, another pasuk says, Shefa Shabbos Tamimas Tiena. There should be 7 complete weeks. So why do I have two different psukim? One telling me 50 days, one telling me count 7 weeks, complete weeks. Zogt, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, you know why? Because when is it going to be a complete week? What happens if Pesach falls out in the middle of a week? So I don't have 7 full weeks. I don't have from week, you know, from Shabbos to Shabbos. So Im Kain, the Torah can't just write Shevesh Bas Tamimos. The Torah needs to write Chamishim Yom. Tisbru Chamishim Yom tells me count 50 days. Even if Pesach falls out in the middle of the week, still you'll count 50 days. So the Torah writing this double lashon of Tisbru Chamishim Yom and Shevesh Bas Tamimos Tiena is gufa because the Torah knows that sometimes the right day to cut the stalks is going to be the middle of a week. So that's why I need to write Tisbru Chamishim Yom. That's what Yochanan ben Zakkai's drasha, which believe me, we're going to get back to soon. It's a nice drasha, Gishmaka drasha. The Gemara brings another drasha over here.
From, why does it just write that one pasuk, 50 days? Why is it the right 7 weeks also?
Anachanami. I don't know. Not sure. Got to be aware of that. But we're going to see, according to what the Hemshech of the Gemara is going to say, we're going to see that anyway. There's another dichwe of that. Okay? But what are we saying over here? Oh, There's another drasha that the Gemara makes. The Gemara is another drasha. What's the next drasha the Gemara makes? The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Lezer says, it says, the Lashon is, Tispar Lecha. The Lashon in Parashat Re'eh says, Tispar Lecha. You should count for you. And like we spoke about yesterday, that the Lashon of Tispar Lecha is a Lashon of Yachid, which means the drush is, it's referring to Beis Din, not referring to every individual, but rather it's referring to Beis Din. So Zakt Rabbi Lezer, that means that the Torah is telling me counting which is shayach to Beis Din. Now, when do I have its counting which is shayach to Beis Din? In what way is it shayach to Beis Din? We know that it's not really shayach to Beis Din, really shayach to everybody. So, what is it? What's going on? The pshat is, Zakt Rabbi Lezer, that we know Shabbos is not talui in Beis Din. Shabbos comes every 7th day. That's the way it is. But there is a kedusha which is totally in Beis Din. What is that? Yom Tov. Beis Din is Mekadesh the Chodesh, and through that they are being goreim the kedusha of Beis Din, the kedusha of Yom Tov. Now, maybe we understand, Dr. Rebbe Lezer, that when the Torah says Safar Tisbar Lecha, it's referring to a Shabbos which is not Shabbos Bereishis. In other words, not the 7 day of the week, but rather it's called Shabbos Dahanu Yom Tov, because that's Tully and Beis Din. To which the Gemara says, but maybe it's Matzah the 2 days of Yom Tov. How do you know it's Matzah the 1 days of Yom Tov? So Rabbi Shmuel responds, he says, I'll tell you. Because the Torah uses the word Shabbos also in reference to Shavuos. And we know Shavuos, there's only one day, right? So Memela, it's the beginning of the Yom Tov is called Shabbos. So to over here, the beginning of the Yom Tov is what we're talking about when we're talking about Shabbos. That is the two step process that the Gemara says in order to prove that the proper time to cut the Omer is Matzah Yom Tov of Pesach, not Matzah Shabbos. Okay. This is drasha number two. Drasha number three, which we're going to get to, Bezbis Hashem, is that it says in the Hemshech of the Gemara, I'm skipping now to Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph. The reason why, by the way, I'm skipping around in the drushes is because in the Maskam of the Gemara is going to be Doche, basically the majority of the drushes. So I'm just picking out three drushes. The one I just mentioned now is the one that actually stands after the Maskam of the Gemara. This is the one about Shabbos being related to Shavuos. That's the Maskam of the Gemara. The first drasha, which I mentioned from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that we're going to have a dichui too, but it's a sugya which we want to talk about, so that's why I'm bringing up that one. And the third drasha, which is the one we're bringing up, is also going to be nidche, but there's an important point that he brings up, so we're going to spend a little bit of time just clarifying it. Okay, it's towards the top of Samach Vav Amud Aleph. It says, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Oimer, you know, because one pasuk says, Shiz Yom Tochel Matzos. Another pasuk says, Shivas Yom Matzah Tochelu. So how do you have a situation where you have 6 days eating matzah and another pasuk saying 7 days eating matzah? Which one is it? So the Gemara says that you have matzah shi'at yachlo ichlo shiva minachadosh. At yachlo ichlo shisha minachadosh. Right? You have a situation where you're eating matzah for 6 days or are you eating matzah for 7 days? Which one is it? Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Elazar explains, you know what the pshat is? On Pesach, when you bring the Karban Omer, it now becomes mutter to enjoy the produce of the new crop, what's called Chadash. It's a big sugya. You'll go around in all of the from bakeries and everything, and they have a sign that says, we only use Yashan, no Chadash. Huge sugya. Does there apply? Is there an Isser of Chadash in Chutz La'aretz, or is there no Isser of Chadash in Chutz La'aretz? Very negeh by the sugyas of beer, big discussion of the poiskim, not directly our topic today, but Zakt Reb Shimon Elazar, that's the pshat in the steer and the psukim. One pasuk says 7 days we eat matzah, one pasuk says 6 days we eat matzah. How does that make sense? Which one, seven or six? The pshat is that there's different crops. There's chadash and there's yashan. So you can have chadash matzah for 6 days. You can have yashan matzah for 7 days. That's the pshat in the steer in the psukim. What's the significance? Who cares how many days I could have chadash? Because that's a giloy. That's teaching me how when I'm going to bring the carbon oimer, which is matir the chadash. If I'm allowed to have chadash matzah for 6 days, what does that mean? That means that I'm bringing the carbon oimer already the second day of Pesach, which is exactly this point. Matzah Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, I'm bringing the Karban Omer. That's how I have Chodesh for 6 days, Chodesh Matzah for 6 days. So far clear? No? Which part should we... Which part should we review?
If you got it for 6 days, that means you bring the Karban on the second day?
Yeah, because Pesach... Pesach is 7 days, right?
Like that, I don't know. How does that math work?
Let's do the math, right? Like the Lech HaMishnah math. Pesach is 7 days, yeah?
Yeah.
So now, I'm at only six of these days, I'm allowed to eat Chodesh, right? Now, how does that work? So,
then the sixth day, the end of the sixth day, you've been coming around, no?
So I want to be able to eat Chodesh for 6 days. So let's, how do I get to six if I start off with seven? You know what I do? I remove the first day. I say the first day, I'm not allowed to eat Chodesh. How many days do I have left? Seven. Now, sorry, 6 days left, right? So now, I just got rid of the first day. I'm not allowed to eat Chodesh on the first day. How am I, why am I allowed to eat Chodesh on the second day? You know why? Because we just brought the Karban Omer. If you bring the Karban Omer on the second day of Pesach, then you're going to be allowed to eat Chodesh starting the second day of Pesach. So now I have second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day, 7 days, 6 days left of Pesach where I'm allowed to eat Chodesh. Yeah, did we get that math? Good.
Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't even a math major, but Baruch Hashem, we pulled it off. So we have over here a drasha that's teaching us how we know that the Karban Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, not Matzah Shabbos, Bereishis. I'm referring to Shabbos as the way the Gemara refers to it. It's called Shabbos Bereishis because it's the seventh day of the week. It's Shabbos that we celebrate because of how Hashem created the world. It's called Shabbos Bereishis. Every Shabbos is called Shabbos Bereishis. And as opposed to Shabbos, which is called Yom Tov. So therefore, Zakt Rabbi Shimon Elazar, so now I understand why I'm going to be bringing the Omer on Matzah Yom Tov, even though the Torah says Macharas HaShabbos. Okay? Good? Okay. Now the Gemara says an interesting question. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Very nice, Drush. I like it. Sounds geschmack. But it says, Yom B'Yachem, Yom B'Yachem Tisperu, from the day that you bring it, that's when you start to count. So I might think that I should cut it and then bring the Yomer. And then whenever I want to start counting, I can start counting. So the Gemara, no, because it says, Hachal Chermesh Bakama, you have to start counting right when the sickle comes in contact with the stalks, when the sickle starts cutting the stalks, that's when I start counting the Omer. I don't have the flexibility to just start counting whenever I want after, but rather immediately then, that's when I start. So Zakti Gemara, wait a second, the word of the pasuk is miyom. Yom Aviyachem means the day that you bring the Omer. So maybe I should only start counting during the day. Zakti Gemara, no. Tamul Omar, Sheva, Shabbosais, Temimais, Tiena. Temimais, Tiena. They need to be complete days. How could it be complete days? Talk to Gemara. Imus at the Botsa Sheva, Shabbos, Temimais. Is Mancha at the Mask, Eliminais, Ba'erev. I need to Davka start counting at night. Why do I start counting at night? Temimais. Okay. Bez Hashem, we're going to spend time talking about what exactly this drasha is saying and how it makes sense. But in Pashup Shat, the musig of Tmimais, the word Tamim means complete, perfect, in blemish, without a blemish. So Tamim, Tmimais, the idea is that I need to start counting from the night already, because if I count from the day, so then my counting is incomplete. Why that's true is going to be something which needs to be explained more, because Lamaisa, I counted during the day. What's incomplete? I counted day one. I counted day two. I counted day three. Why is it incomplete if I'm missing, if I didn't count at night? So this is something which is a big sugya. And B'li Ne'er Bez Hashem, we're going to hit the toast hopefully tomorrow, and we're going to explain it more. So we have, at this point, we have three drushes that we discussed. The drush of Yochanan ben Zakkai is that I have two psukim, Tisbru Chamishim Yom and Sheva Shabbos Tminas Tiena. And that's for whether Yom Tov falls out the middle of the week or the beginning of the week. You always go by Matzah Yom Tov. And that's why it says 50 days. Another drasha, which was that it says the word Shabbos, which is the referring to, what's it called? Referring to Shavuos. And since it says the word Shabbos, referring to Shavuos, which is the beginning of a regel, So too it also says the word Shabbos, referring to the beginning of the regular of Pesach. That's second Rasha. And the third Rasha, which is now that we're explaining Rav Shimon Elazar, so he says the Vart is based on 6 days and 7 days, which is teaching me when to bring the Karban Omer. And that means the beginning of the night before is going to be based on Tamimais. That's how I know the Sacha Kol. Now let's just conclude the sugya a little bit like this. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Yishmak, great sugya, a lot of different farshim, but there's a kasha on all of them. And that's why I skipped most of them, but I'll just speak out. What's the kasha on Yochanan ben Zakkai? The kasha of Yochanan ben Zakkai is, like we mentioned previously, that like Shragi alluded to before, I think it was Shragi, that why does the Torah need to write both Tisbrucha Mishim Yom and Shevet Shabbos to be mice? So the Gemara says, I'm a Rava, you know why? I can say that the reason why is to teach me that there's a mitzvah to count days and there's also a mitzvah to count weeks. There's two things that I need to be counting, the days and the weeks. So it's not for the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's not because sometimes I'm counting complete weeks, sometimes I'm counting 50 days. That's not the pshat. It could be the reason why I need those words in the Chumash is to teach me the nature of the mitzvah of how to count. I need to count days and I need to count weeks. This is going to be a topic we're going to discuss, Pesach Shem Linetter. The drasha of Rabbi Yishmael together with Rabbi Lezer about the sphere being Tali and Bezdin, and therefore it must be Yom Tov, and it must be the beginning of the Yom Tov because Shabbos of Shavuos is the beginning of the Yom Tov, so too Shabbos of Pesach is the beginning of the Yom Tov. That's actually the maskana of the Gemara, Rava says. That's the makar. What about Rabbi Shimon Elazar's drasha of 6 days and 7 days? So the Gemara says that okay, that Mahalach also, it seems like that could also work. Fine. I'll call upon him. That drasha is helping us use the definition of what the Torah is writing in the word Tamimais. When the Torah writes Tamimais, what is it teaching us? And there we see that it means to start from the night before. Okay, these are the drushes that we're going to be focusing on. These are the sugyas that we're going to be discussing. Number one is, what does it mean days and weeks, counting days and weeks? Number two is, what's the Indian of the Tamimais? And then through those two, we're also going to get back to the Shaila from yesterday of, what if you missed a day in the middle? What is it all one long mitzvah? Is it, you know, multiple individual mitzvahs? All of that, Bezer Hashem, we're going to discuss more in the Hamshach of the Gemara. We're going to start tomorrow the last four lines of the Gemara on Daf Samach Vav Amar Aleph, where it says, Gufa Amar Abaye, Mitzvah L'mim Niyomi, Mitzvah L'mim Nishvui, and we'll see the Taisus over there, the big Taisus on Daf Samach Vav. Bezer Hashem, Linetter.